Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me for another devotional from our Suffer Well devotional series. Today's devotional is something that many of us will be pleased to know that our Creator covers us, and it's called covered. And we have to understand that we don't need to understand why we go through some trials or why our Creator puts us through certain things in life, but to know that He has His best interest for us. There's no one in this world that loves us more than our Creator and wants the best for us and wants us to make the right choices. And we're going to read this today, and then we're going to do a little teaching about this, because people often wonder a question, why does He allow certain things to happen? And prayerfully, after reading this, you'll understand. So let's get right into the devotional, and starts off with a verse in Luke 22, or chapter 22, verses 31 to 32. So Luke 22, chapters 21 to 32, and it says, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sniff each of you like wheat, but I have pleaded in prayer for you, Simon, that your faith should not fall or fail. So when you have repented and turned to me again, strengthen your brothers. And the devotional reads, can you see it? Look, with eternal eyes, long before Peter's denial, long before the rooster crowed, long before his restoration, everything had already been decided. Satan has asked to sniff you as wheat. How beautiful. How utterly perfect. Yes, Satan must get permission to do his work. Just like with Job and just like Peter, so also with you. I have prayed for you. Yes, Yeshua has covered your heart and actions for the testing to come. And please do not ignore it. It is an authorized testing. And when you have returned to me, the victory has already been announced. Just like in the wilderness was authorized to humble and test Israel, to know what was in their hearts, if they would keep his commandments. And that is Deuteronomy 8:2. It says, remember how Yahweh your Elohim led you through the wilderness for 40 years, humbling you and testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you would obey his commands. And long before Israel had entered in the land or later been banished to return them from captivity, victory was announced. So it shall be when all of these things have come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you call them to mind in all the nations where Yahweh has banished you, and you return to Yahweh and obey him with all your heart and soul, according to all that I have commanded you today. Deuteronomy 30, verses 1 and 2 says, in the future, when you experience all these blessings and curses I have laid before you, and when you are living among the nations which Yahweh your Elohim has exiled you, take to heart all these instructions. If at that time you and your children return to Yahweh your Elohim, and if you obey in your heart and all your soul the commands I have given you today. Hallelujah. So, continuing, it says, when your true heart has been revealed by the testing he authorized, you will then be stronger than ever. You will be able to strengthen your brother. Yes, it was always for you and for others. The whole plan was to bless many. Oh, how we praise you, Abba. Everything is predetermined for you. Magnanimous are you, your ways. Bring us a new key. Open the doors and let revelation flood into our souls. Then we will serve you with awe and wonder. So it be. And as we think about this, I think about the teaching I'm going to do right now. First thing that comes to mind is the book of Job and the testing he had to go through, and how he remained faithful and righteous. And we look at the armor that he told us to carry, and we look at how he told us to be carry the breastplate of righteousness. No matter what we go through and the trials we go through, we have to remember this. We look at what it says in Job. It says one day, this is Job chapter 1, verses 6 to 12. One day the members of the heavenly court came to present themselves before Yahweh, and the accuser Satan came with them. Where have you come from, Yahweh, asked Satan? And Satan answered, Yahweh, I have been patrolling the earth, watching everything that is going on. Then Yahweh asked Satan, have you noticed my servant Job? He is the finest man in all the earth. He is blameless, a man of complete integrity. He fears God and stays away from evil. See, this was the most righteous man ever. And Satan said, replied, yes, but Job has good reason to fear Yahweh. You have always put a wall of protection around him and his home and his property. You have made him prosper in everything he does. Look how rich he is. But reach out and take away everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. All right, you may test him. Yahweh said to Satan, do whatever you want and everything he possesses, but do not harm him physically. So Satan left Yahweh's presence. So this is a great example. Well, Yahweh allows certain things to happen to us to test our faith. But the thing is, Yahweh knows even before these tests begin who's going to fail and who's going to persevere. Who's going to continue to wear that breastplate of righteousness throughout it all. And he continues to test us. And all throughout the scriptures, it's one big test. But the great thing is, it's an open book test. And when we have the word, the Bible, we have the book, we have the answer, we know the future. I tell you all the time, trials will come in your life, but it's an open book test. You have the answers in front of you. All you got to search is and find the scriptures that tell you exactly what will happen to you if you obey the commands of our Creator. And the trials also tell you what will happen to you if you abandon them. Today I bring before you life and death. Choose life so you may live. We will go through things. The path and journey doesn't end when you accept Yeshua with your lips. It's not a lip service thing. It has to be a heart service thing. It's easy to praise him when things are going wonderful and great. But what are you going to do when things aren't going wonderful and great? What are you going to do when trials come? What are you going to do in those valleys? It's easy to praise him in those peaks, but what are you going to do in those valleys? Exodus 15:25, it says, so Moses cried out to Yahweh for help. And Yahweh showed him a piece of wood, and Moses threw it into the water, and then made the water good to drink. And it was there in Moriah that Yahweh set before Moses them the following decrees as a standard to test their faithfulness to him. If we just understood this concept, and every time something happened in our life that wasn't going according to our understanding, to please us, or pleasing our flesh, or was going against us, if we just looked at it as a test from Yahweh, and if we have the breastplate of righteousness, we want to pass that test. We can't run from it. We got to embrace it. We're going to come out stronger. He puts us through these trials. He puts us through the fire to refine us. That's what we have to know. And the whole book talks about all these different tests and the outcome based on our decisions. Exodus 16:4 says, then Yahweh said to Moses, look, I am going to rain down food from heaven for you. Each day the people can go out and pick up as much food as they need for that day. I will test them to see whether or not they will follow my instructions. He's consistently testing us. The amazing thing is about every week, it's a brand new test. Will they finally follow my Sabbath? Will they finally follow my Sabbath? Will they finally follow my Sabbath? That's besides all the other tests. You have 52 tests a year on the daily Sabbaths. Will they finally follow my commands? Will they finally follow my commands? He's given us opportunities over and over and over and over again to follow his commandments, a continuous test. We have the answers, an open book test. Exodus 20:20 says, Don't be afraid, Moses answered them, for Yahweh has come this way to test you, and so that you fear him and will keep you from sinning. That is the key. That's the verse of the day right there, Exodus 20:20. Don't be afraid, which we should never be afraid of man, and we shouldn't be afraid of these tests. Moses answered them, for Yahweh has come in this way to test you. He comes in ways to test us. Why? So that your fear of him will keep you from sinning. We have to fear Yahweh more than we fear man. That's the key. We have to fear sin more than we fear any virus or anything else out there in the world. That's the key. That's what we need to understand. We have to fear Yahweh more than we fear the world. But that's the problem. It's not happening like that. But it has to, and it must. It must. Deuteronomy 8:16. And he fed you with manna in the wilderness, a food unknown to you, your ancestors. He did this to humble you and test you for your own good. Why does he give us these tests? To refine us. It's for our own good. It's for our own good. Sometimes we don't understand it. We don't get it, whether it's disease, bankruptcy, divorce, all these situations. All the answers are in the book. And the enemy wants to attack us. But I say this all the time. The enemy cannot attack us physically unless Yahweh allows it. And the only reason Yahweh allows it is to test us. He's not always going to allow it, but he does it to test us, to test our faith. The enemy can mess up our mind and make us weak in faith. But if we have the breastplate of righteousness, we're going to persevere. That's what we have to understand. He has to go before Yahweh before the test is approved. But Yahweh has us covered, and he knows his righteous will persevere. Deuteronomy 13:3 says, I did not listen to them. Yahweh, your God, is testing you to see if you truly love it. Do not listen to them. Yahweh, your Elohim, is testing you to see if you truly love him with all your heart and all your soul. Test. He's testing us. There's all this talk about testing now with the virus and everything else, all these tests. Well, this is the test we need to be focusing on. We need to be focusing on the test of Yahweh. The tests and the trials don't come when we're on the peaks of the mountains and everything's going great in our life. The test comes when we're in the valleys. Deuteronomy 11:26 says, look, today I'm giving you a choice between a blessing and a curse. I say it all the time. The Bible's a book of opposites. Good versus evil, life versus death, and blessings versus curses. Well, we have the choice we want to choose. We must go daily with that breastplate of righteousness. Because it's the commandments that help us pass that test, being obedient to them. Deuteronomy 4:29 to 30 says, but from there you will search again for Yahweh your Elohim. And if you search for him with all your heart and your soul, you will find him. In the distant future, when you are suffering all these things, you will finally return to Yahweh Elohim and listen to what he tells you. Listen to what he tells you. He gives us the answer. Remember in Nehemiah, the people, they were departing from our creator. And he says, but if, Nehemiah 1:9 says, but if you return to me and obey my commands and live by them, then even if you are exiled in the ends of the earth, I will bring you back to the place I have chosen for my name to be honored. Do we understand the answer to the test is to remain righteous under any circumstance? There's no excuse to break his Sabbaths. There's no excuse to curse. There's no excuse to steal. There's no excuse to covet your neighbor's stuff. There's no excuse to break the commands of our creator. There's no neutrality with our creator. And if you continuously fail the test over and over and over again, get away from me. I did not know you. But the answer is easy. And it's an open book test. It's an open book test to persevere. Judges 2:22 says, I did this to test Israel, to see whether or not they would follow the ways of Yahweh as their ancestors did. Remember what happened in the desert? They were there for 40 years. That was a testing period for them. That was a testing period for them. Guess what? They failed the test. Way too many times. And it's not just one test. You pass or you fail. The Sabbath test is given 52 times a year, plus the extra Sabbaths for the high holy Sabbaths. Every year, the feast days. The testing is there. And I love Job in his trials. I love this. He says, for you examine us every morning and test us every moment. Read that again. For you examine us every morning and test us every moment. Job 7:18. It's consistent test. And when we pass, the joy, oh, the joy, that breastplate of righteousness, the joy. But when you fail, it's only going to make your trials worse. Psalms 26:2, put me on trial, Yahweh, and cross-examine me. Test my motives and my heart. We want these tests in our lives. We want these tests. Job 20, verse 12 says, O Yahweh of heaven armies, you test those who are righteous, and you examine the deepest thoughts and secrets, their thoughts and secrets. Let me see your vengeance against them, for I have committed my cause to you. 2 Chronicles 32:31 says, however, when ambassadors arrived from Babylon to ask about the remarkable events that have taken place in the land, Yahweh withdrew from Hezekiah in order to test him to see what was really in his heart. He examines us every morning, every morning, every moment he examines us. It says in Hebrews 11:17, it was by faith that Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice to Yahweh when Yahweh was testing him. And Abraham, who had received Yahweh's promises, was ready to sacrifice his only son Isaac. He passed the test. Are you going to pass the test? As it says in Job, every moment he's testing us. Every moment these tests are happening. James 1 verse 12 says, Yahweh blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that Yahweh has promised to those who love him. Every moment he's testing us. Why did this happen? Why does that happen? How could Yahweh let that happen? It's a test. It's a test. Remember, he knows everything and he allows things to happen for reasons unknown to us sometimes. But we need to have that breastplate of righteousness to persevere. We need that. Revelations 3:10 says, because you have obeyed my commands to persevere, I will protect you from the great time of testing that will come upon the whole world to test those who belong to this world. There you go. There you go. And let's look more at the breastplate of righteousness and look at what we should do and how we need to respond to these things. How do we put on the breastplate of righteousness? Number one, make sure that we are Yahweh's children in accordance with Scripture. So are we following the Word? Are we following the Holy Scriptures on a regular basis? Are we truly keeping His commands? Righteousness means doing the right thing. Wickedness means doing the wrong thing. Number two, ask Yahweh to reveal any place where we have tolerated or opened ourselves up to sin. So we need to pray to Yahweh and be in prayer consistently. And we need to come to him and we need to ask him and speak to him to test us and to help us. And we don't know sometimes when we're doing things against his word, ask him to show us. Jeremiah 17:9 says, that our heart is deceitful. Who can trust it? Yahweh will let us know. So we must come to him and we must ask him. And then on number three, apply John 1 verse 9. Confess our sin specifically, naming it. And agree with Yahweh that it is sin. Quit doing it. Ask Yahweh for his strength and discernment not to repeat the sin. It's very, very practical thing that's very scriptural that we need to do. Reveal our sin asking Yahweh, reveal our sin. And then saying it out loud and telling Yahweh to strengthen us and give us discernment. And then number four, to be thankful for everything. Thank Yahweh for his forgiveness and what he continues to do in our lives. So be thankful. At all times, to be thankful. I pray that you're writing this down, or if you're listening to this on a radio, maybe later you could rewatch it on a website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and write this down. These steps are very important. Number five, if we have stolen or if we have wronged others, we have to set the situations right. These are tests. Sometimes we remember these situations. Ask Yahweh to reveal to whom we need to make restitution. If the person has died or if we have no way to make contact with them, go to Yahweh and ask for forgiveness. Ask for a supernatural peace. What we need to do. Remember, with testing comes the answers. He will never ask us to do something that there's no solution to. He wants us to make the right choice. Number six, when Satan comes to accuse you, take the sword, Yahweh's word, and tell him out loud to be gone. Show him your affidavits, reminding him and yourself that you are forgiven and that you have forgiven others. Satan must obey your command to leave you alone. Speak out loud to Satan as he cannot hear your thoughts. Only Yahweh can hear your thoughts. Give him scripture. I say it all the time. Only Yahweh knows our mind, but Satan knows our actions. And he hears our words that we speak. Give him scripture and he will flee. If we harbor sin in our lives, choosing not to forgive others or ourselves, then we have our peace. Then we lose our peace and fellowship with our Heavenly Father. We cannot experience the joy of walking with Yahweh. This brings us to the next piece of error. This brings us to the next piece of armor that Paul wrote about in Ephesians. We put on the breastplate of righteousness through forgiveness. By receiving Yahweh's forgiveness in our sin, and second, by forgiving those that have hurt us. Forgiveness quenches the fiery thoughts of the devil. Forgiveness removes the pain from our memories and experiences. Forgiveness is how Yahweh intended each of us to protest our Forgiveness is how Yahweh intended each of us to protect ourselves. These are the essential things we must understand when these tests come. And many of us have been tested and are tested, as it says in Job, every moment. And in school, I wasn't the best at tests, but open book tests I never had an issue with. It's just finding in the word, the scriptures that tell me, stay faithful, follow my commandments, do not be deceived by the world. We live in a world today where the enemy is testing people through deception. And we can't escape it, it seems. You can't even go to church and not be told something that goes against his word. We must be students of the scriptures of the words so we can pass that test. When we read the red letters of Yeshua in the scriptures, like I first did when I became a believer, and see what he did and told us to do. And then when we hear somebody else telling us the opposite of that, we have the answers. And who are you going to trust? Are you going to trust a creator and his word? Or are you going to trust some man and his word? It doesn't matter what's on the news. It doesn't matter what's in the media. It doesn't matter what you see on the internet. It matters what our creator is telling us. And through prayer, we can speak to him directly and we can go to him and ask him to show us and reveal to us and even ask him to help us on the test. That's the other amazing thing. As we take this open book test, we have the Ruach Kodesh, the Holy Spirit. We have the yoke of Yeshua upon us. We can ask him, show me where in your word is the answer. And he says, there it is. There's the scripture. Thank you. I passed the test. I'm going to pass this test. I've searched this book day and night, Yahweh. I pray to you to help me find an answer. Bam, there it is. The scripture shows up. Why is that? How does that happen? The Radak Kodesh will lead us to the answers that are in the open book to pass this test. See, back then, Peter and all of them, they had Yeshua directly right next to them telling them. Now, we still have that. We have that because he speaks to us. He shows us. He reveals it through other people. But we can't be deceived. We must persevere with this breastplate of righteousness. And I could tell you that it's what's going to pull us out of the valleys. It's what's going to help us to persevere. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And I pray people are getting this. And as you start to remain faithful to the commandments of our Creator, regardless of what's going on around in the world around us, as you remain faithful, he says, oh, my job says I have to work on the Sabbath. But what does our Creator say? Who's more important? But if I don't work on the Sabbath, I can't feed my family. What does Yahweh say? I will give you food that you will never go hungry. You will never thirst. Follow me means follow me. And it doesn't mean sometimes. There's no neutrality with our Creator. You're either following him or you're not. There's no I'm doing most of the commandments or I'm doing most of what I should be doing. You follow him or you're not. And those ones you struggle with, you go to him and he helps you. That's the open book test we must take. That's where we must have our hearts for him. And to walk around in joy is a commandment. It's a commandment to be joyful at all times. Because the enemy knows our thoughts. Not our thoughts. Yahweh knows our thoughts. The enemy doesn't know our thoughts, but he knows our actions. And when we're depressed, sad, or worried, or fearful of man, the enemy knows that, and that's what he could attack. That's an open door to him. We must never show him that, and never show the world that. Just come to Yahweh, and let Yahweh fill us with his peace, his joy, and his comfort, and we will persevere. I pray that you get this, and you understand this, and we all pass the test as we go through that refining fire. Praise our wonderful Creator. This is the day it was made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for listening, everybody. And go to my website, Torah Life Ministries, if you want to see more of these devotionals. And thank you all for your prayers and your support at the website and also at patreon.com/Torah Life Ministries. It's such a blessing. And reflect back and think about the test in your life that he pulled you through. And let that help you in those future tests. Until then, everybody, have a blessed day today. And Yahweh be with you all. And shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. So tired of holding on.